1490 WGCH, WGCH.com anywhere. WGCH Newsletter Time is 8:22 and third Thursday of each month. At this time, we check in with the Greenwich Real Estate Report. Greenwich Association of Realtors Executive Vice President Stacy Lowe and 2024 GAR President Brian Tunney. Good morning, Stacy. Good morning, Brian. How are you guys doing?
Good morning, Tony.
Good morning, Tony. Doing well. Thank you.
All right. All right, Stacy, start us off here. How were things in the latest report in April of 2024 compared to April of 2023?
In April, we saw 40 single-family closings. That is on par with the same time year prior when there were also 40 closings. Median sale price decreased about 12% to $2.29 million. That's down from $2.6 million in April 23. The average days on market for homes was 90 days. That's an 18% increase from 76 days in April 23. In terms of inventory, there were 96 new single-family listings brought to the market in April 24. That's a 7.8% increase in new listings when you compare it to April 23 when there were 89. At the month end, active single-family inventory totaled 167 units, and that is a 20% decrease from April 23. So it's really just, you know, we keep talking about the inventory crunch, and it's still showing in the numbers. From the condo and co-op side, there were 21 condo and co-op residential closings reported across all of Greenwich. That's an increase of 31% compared to the 16 closings in April 23. The median sale price increased 16% to $935,000. That's up from $805,000 in April 23. And the average days on market was 119, which was a considerable increase from the 26 days on market in April 23. There were 22 new condo and co-op units brought to the market in April 24, and that is an increase compared to the 15 that were brought on in April 23. At the month end, there were 34 units available for condos and co-ops, and that is a 35.8% decrease when there were 53 units available in April 23. And in terms of pending numbers, we have 105 single-family pendings right now and 20 condos and co-ops pending. So definitely some activity happening as we move along in this spring market.
All right. I'll bring in Brian Tunney, 2024 GAR president. What do you think about some of the numbers, Brian?
As you can see, the market's still very strong. There are a lot of buyers still looking for homes. The listings, you know, are down, you know, almost 60% from pre-COVID levels, and there's still demand. There's real demand, as we saw with the lower median price of the sub $3 million homes. A very, very active market.
Brian, what do you take away from the number of 40 this month, or April of this year compared to April of last year? Is that, you know, putting the COVID years aside, is 40 a good number for this time of year?
Yes.
It is. Okay. Stacy, I want to bring you back here for a couple minutes. You know, we spoke to you earlier about the legislative session and how things you might have been watching. What kind of anything come out of the session of note for the GAR and realtor community?
Yeah, so we at GAR work really closely with the Connecticut Association of Realtors and the Legislative Committee and their lobbyists from the Connecticut Realtors. There were a number of bills. As many people are aware, real estate is constantly an issue that comes up. You know, whether it's new taxes or new regulations, everything touches real estate. So a few of the items that did not pass, which is a good thing, the Connecticut Realtors lobbied or was opposed to a new buyer's conveyance tax on property not purchased by an individual. That would have meant that anybody purchasing a property in an LLC or a trust or an estate for example, would have incurred an additional conveyance tax. So thankfully, the legislators listened, and that was killed. Another bill for mandatory home inspections was killed. A Tenants for Life bill, which really kind of had to do with the lapse of time of a lease, it would have severely limited a landlord's rights with respect to their property. So that one, thankfully, also did not pass. There's a whole host of them. In terms of ones that did pass that we supported, there was a 40-year listing ban bill. There's some deceptive practices that I personally have not seen a lot in our state, but have heard that there are many issues in a lot of other states. And so I understand where this is coming from, where, you know, individuals are getting locked into a listing with a brokerage for up to 40 years. That's ridiculous. Nobody, no consumer should ever be in a situation where they're signing a listing agreement for that long. So thankfully, that ban passed. There is a huge housing bill that also passed with many different, really some favorable pieces of legislation with respect to local zoning and just really the ability to, you know, increase affordable housing in the state as well. So we were, you know, it's always a fight to the end. And there were multiple calls for action to our members, which requires them to, or, you know, encourages them to reach out to the local legislators to let them know where they stand on these issues. So overall, it was a very productive session.
All right. What would you give them for a grade from a real estate standpoint?
Let's give it a B plus, A minus.
All right. What do you think, Brian?
I agree. I mean, what we always try to do is protect real estate rights for the for our clients, and that's the objective of our legislative goals.
All right, that's Brian Tunney along with Stacy Lowe, and it's the Greenwich Real Estate Report, Greenwich Association of Realtors, third Thursday of each month at this time. Thanks very much, guys. Be well.
Thank you, Tony.
You too.
We'll talk next month. WGCH Newsletter time is 8:29.